This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are various different types of brotherhood. Brotherhood based on blood relationship. Brotherhood based on region. Based on race. Brotherhood based on caste, on creed, on color. But all these brotherhoods, they are limited and they are not universal. And Islam does not believe that human beings should be divided based on color and caste. I started my talk by quoting a verse of the glorious Quran from Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila litarafu innakum min dhalli hayatkum innallaha alimun khabir. O humankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female and have divided you into nations and tribes so that you shall recognize each other and you may not despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the person who has taqwa, the person who has God consciousness, piety, righteousness. Allah says in this verse that He has divided the human beings into different tribes so that you may recognize each other, not that you may despise each other. And the most honored in the sight of Almighty Allah is the person who has taqwa, God consciousness, righteousness, piety. Allah says in Surah Rum, chapter number 30, verse number 22, that amongst His signs, He has created the heavens and the earth and has created different languages and colors. Verily in it is a sign for those who understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people in different colors, having different languages, so that you may recognize each other. And this is a sign for those who understand. Allah says in Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 70, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored all the children of Adam, irrespective whether they are black or white, yellow or brown, rich or poor, they're coming from America or Malaysia or India or Pakistan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored all the Bani Adam, all the children of Adam. Besides Islam, there are other religions that believe that the humankind originated from a single pair of male and female, from Adam and Eve, may peace be upon them. But unlike Islam, the other religions, they believe it is the woman because of which humankind is born in sin. Because Eve, may Allah be pleased with her, she disobeyed God, that's the reason human beings are born in sin. In Islam, we do not put the blame only on the woman. In Islam, if you read the Quran, the blame is equally put on both of them. Allah mentions in Surah Araf, chapter number 7, verse number 19 to 27, where Adam and Eve, peace be upon them, both of them are addressed more than a dozen times. Both of them made a mistake, both of them repented, both were forgiven. The blame is equally put on both of them. There is not a single verse in the Quran which puts the blame only on Eve, may Allah be pleased with her. But there is a verse in the Quran which only singles out Adam, peace be upon him. Allah says in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 121, that Adam, peace be upon him, he disobeyed Allah. But if you read the Quran as a whole, the blame is equally put on both of them.